Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Hey, right in the middle of Perek Dalam Yisus, still in the sugyas of who is Chayev Skila, who is not Chayev Skila, and the ones that we've been talking about are Zachur and Behema, and 2 points that I mentioned that I would start off with today. Number one is the Rambam in Shoresh Tishii, beautiful Rambam, which comes up based on one of the examples that he gives on yesterday's daf, the example that he gives related to somebody who is chay, when the Gemara says l'chayev alei shtei lavim or something like that. So what does that mean? So according to the Rambam, that just means that the Aveira is emphasized in the Torah, no more than that. But that Rambam starts off in Shoresh Tishii. We know that the all the rules and regulations of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the 14 rules and regulations, 14 Shurashim, that introduce Sefer HaMitzvos, just as Sefer HaMitzvos, interesting, I was in the Rambam's Kevara over Yantif, I was in Tveria, so I saw they have a whole list of the Sifrei HaRambam at the Kever. So they have Sefer HaMitzvos listed as a separate one than Mishneh Torah. So I found that interesting. I don't know who made the sign. But Sefer HaMitzvos, Pashtus, the way it's usually understood, is an introduction to Mishneh Torah. The Rambam has the list of the 613, and then it's always printed at the beginning, as in all the old editions. It's not a separate Sefer like it is now, but it's printed at the beginning. And then you have the Minyan HaKatzar, the shortened list right before Mishneh Torah. And then you go to Mishneh Torah, which is the details. Interesting, it has it listed separately. But as an introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos, he has the 14 rules of when do you count mitzvahs and when do you not count mitzvahs. So says the Rambam in the ninth rule, the Shoresh Tishii, She'ein ra'ui limnos halavin v'ha'aseh. You don't count when you read the Torah. Oh, it says don't do this. That's a separate aveira. Do this. That's a mitzvah. You don't do that. You can't count that. Aval hadvarim hamuzhar mehem v'hamitzvah metzuva bahem. You count what is commanded by them and what is prohibited by them. And it could be that it says the same thing 5 times, but it's only one. It could be that it says kedoshim to you, and the Rambam would say that says to that's in aseh lashon, but that's not counted as a mitzvah. So not every asay is counted as a mitzvah, not every losay counted as an aveira. That's the rule. So in that context, the Rambam discusses what we mentioned yesterday, that sometimes it'll say something, an isser, twice. It'll say, yesterday we said, Mishkav Zachar and Aviv. It might be there just to have an isser twice. Doesn't mean you get 2 malkas. Doesn't even mean you're doing 2 aveiras. According to the Rambam, it might just mean you're doing the same aveira, but it's a very bad aveira. That's why the Torah has to emphasize it twice. That's the Rambam Shita. So at the beginning of that Shorish, the Rambam says, there are 4 categories of mitzvos. There you saw this dick. Says the Rambam, Arba Dvarim, Deos, Peulos, Midos, and Dibur. Those are the 4 categories. Number 1, says the Rambam, Deos, Shetzivanu Laha'amin Das Achas min adeos, kamosha tzivanu lahamin hayichud, v'yavazakal yisbarach v'yirasso. You have to believe. Believing mitzvahs. Believing mitzvahs, and this would also include avas Hashem, and yiras Hashem, and belief in Hashem. All of those mitzvahs are avodah zarah related. That's one category of mitzvahs. The mind mitzvahs. Number 2. Action mitzvos. Sivanu bepeula mena peulos. Kamosha sivanu lakrav karbanos. Binyan beis hamigdash. Or not doing, not being makrav outside the beis hamigdash. Not bowing down to avodah zarah. Right? So there are the action mitzvos averos. There are the deos. There are the maisim. Number 3, the midos. The midos mitzvos. What are the midos mitzvos? Kamosha tzivanu bechemlo v'harachmanus v'hachesed v'hatztaka v'yahavtel reicha kamocha, says the Rambam. Sina, hating your friend. Netira, taking revenge. Right, all of those are the midos mitzvos. And finally, the 4th one the Rambam says is tzivanu lomar ma'amar min amarim. The speaking mitzvos. Davening, l'shabcho, l'hispalel olav, l'hisfados alavonos, doing vidui. Or I'll let another one, Sfiras Omer. Just Omer is another one of the deeper mitzvahs. The Rambam has those four categories of mitzvahs. He has deos and maisim and midos and dibur. All mitzvahs fit into those 4 categories. And then the Rambam says, just because you find one of those in the Torah does not mean you count it as a mitzvah. But he has these 4 categories tucked away in Shoresh Tishii. So it's a yisod that we have to remember. V'lo nabit l'ribuy hatzivuy in shebo b'inyin ahu imayim in a mitzvah bo o l'ribuy ha'saros shebo mimenu. Don't look at the words of the Torah to determine whether something should be counted as a mitzvah or not. That's the Rambam's Yisod. And the Ramban right there argues, he said many times it says in Shas, Yechayev 2, Yechayev 2, Yechayev 2, that doesn't just mean for emphasis. It means Yechayev 2. If it's Malkus, you get double Malkus. If it's Karban, two Karbanis. And that's the Halacha L'Maisa, very important Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. So that is the Rambam I wanted to mention. And then the Ran that came up yesterday, the Ran on the third to last skinny line. The Gemara said, Lo sitain shechav techa, lo sitain shechiva scha. Don't give your lying, your shechiva. And the Ran adds to that and emphasizes what exactly does that mean. The Ran has a daya, V'hai dekamar shechivascha, lefareh shehimi lashon shechvas hatal. Like the mon had a layer of dew on it. That's what shechivascha, you're lying, that the cover was lying on the dew, was lying on the tal. Sheyehe mashma al tipas hakeri. Mashma, even a drop. Your tipa, the drop, shouldn't be involved anywhere. Whether it's, Darka, Shloki Darka, Zachor, Behema. Right, you have to be in control of your Zera, your Tipas carry. Says the Margalis Ayam, you know what this seems to include? If the issue isn't the Maisa Shriva, according to the Ran, the issue is the Tipas carry. So maybe the Ran was way before his time, and that is the issue of artificial insemination. Sounds like the Ran is including from Shriva Scha, one of the major issues in the poskim, right? Again, it was earlier, when it first became an issue a couple of decades ago, the issue of artificial insemination. If somebody takes, let's say, a husband and a wife are having trouble in the natural way, so then taking the husband's sperm, putting it into the woman, okay, that's one level. And that's what many poskim say is mutter, because if it can't be done, but you take the husband and the wife, that's it. But what about, what level of isser is it to take a, or the level of any issue is to take a donor, the donor's sperm, to put it into the, and to impregnate the wife with it. Let's say the husband knows about it. Let's say the husband says, look, I can't, I'm sick, I don't have the koach, physiologically. So the woman wants to become pregnant. Do they want to adopt? They want to adopt. Is there an issue there? So the Ran, is there an isser of ish, is there an isser of znus? If a woman does it behind the husband's back, or and she takes a, she's a married woman, is that a maisas nus? Does that create mamzerus? these are all issues that the poskim discuss. Most poskim hold that there is not an isser of eshes daraisa. Most hold there's no daraisa there. No daraisa needs a maisa bia. That's where Moshe also says there's no mamzerus. Mamzerus requires maisas nus, maisa bia biznus. That's what the mamzerus requires. But the Margolius Ayam here says, from this run it's mashma, that it's an issa daraisa. It's an issa daraisa, because he says the issue is the shechas atal, the tipa zera. It doesn't talk about the maisa bia. It's amazing run here in Sanhedrin. That's what he says. He quotes this run, and then he says, Margolius Ayam is recent. Right? He was Reuven Margolius. Bechekra alacha binyan heirayon adei zrikas zera shalish zar l'toch rechem isha hearti. To Bekal Arayas, even notes, by all other Arayas, it says, Lo Sikrevu Legalo Zervasa. That Lashon. But here, by Eshes Ish, Lo Sitin Shechavtecha Lezera, Letamava. And that is, like the Ran says, it's an issue of Zera. Even if both of them are happy with it, if both of them agree to it, it could still be a Daraisa problem. That is the sheet of the Ran. But, again, most poskim say, it is Drabbanan, there's a famous Tshuva of Moshe. Question is, did he retract on it? Did others just argue? Rav Moshe had his tshuva in Eben Ezer in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Aleph, where Rav Moshe says, you can read his svaras there, it's better, if somebody's going to get a donor, it's better to get a guy than a Jew. That was Rav Moshe's famous shita back in, what year did he write this? Back in 1959. Tavshin Yutes. That was written to, it's better to get, into Shema Achisa Choso problems later on in life. You don't get into other, Yichus problems. So that, at that time, Rav Moshe says, Yesh lahatir b'shas atcha gadol, umitztarim ma'od b'shtokaku kam levlad, lizrok la'isha b'meya zera shel nachri dafka. And even if you don't know who's, most people who put their zera into a bank are non-Jews. So as Moshe talks about it again, after the Shuvah was written, there was a lot of controversy. You can read all the Nishpas Avram and the Encyclopedia of Medical Ethics and all of the svarim that are written. But that was that's all. A lot of it is based on this rot. Okay, let's continue now. Banim of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Continuing with the issues of Shechiva. Tanu Rabbanan. Zachor. Zachor. So it says the Braisa. Zachor, when it comes to Mishkav Zachor, Lo Asu Bo Katan Kegadol. They did not make a Katan like a Gadol. Unclear what that means. Behema asu baktana kegdola. But by an animal, a ktan is treated like a gdola. So what does that mean? By a zachor, we don't treat a katan like a gadol, and by a behema, we do. What does that mean? So my law asu bo katan kegadol. So it's machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, what does it mean? By zachor, they did not make katan a gadol. Lo asu bias pachos bi ben teisha shanim, ki ben teisha shanim. It means if somebody lies with another man, Rachmana Litzlan, the other man has to be at least 9 years old. If one of the partners is less than 9 years old, that's not called a Maisa Bia, and therefore there's no Isser Daraisa. So by Zachar, they don't make less than 9 the same as above 9. And if a man, if Reuven, oh, let's not blame Reuven and Shimon on this one, Johnny, if Johnny and Sammy are together, if one of them is less than 9 years old, then there's no Issa Daraisa. No Issa Daraisa. That is what the Braisa says. But by an animal, it says by an animal, you don't have that. By an animal, doesn't matter how old the animal is. It doesn't matter how old the animal is, the person is going to be chayav. That's Rav. The age of the male is 9 years old. 9 is the level of a Maisa Bia. Even though we know that for a Maisa Bia of an Isha, the age is 3. That's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But by a boy is 9. By the way, the same issues by comes up by Hilchas Yichud, comes up by 9 and by 3 as well. Ushmuel Amar, lo asu bias pachos bi ben shaloshanim ki ben shaloshanim. Shmuel says, no, you call it ben shaloshanim. Shaloshanim, that's what the halacha is by Mishkav Zachar. We paskin like Rav. We paskin that it has to be by 9, but the Rambam adds in. Even though there's no Issa Daraisa, we do want to teach him a lesson. Says the Rabbah Isurei Bia in the first parak. Vimhaya hazachur ben teisha shanim opachos shnehem peturim. Right, like she does Rav. They're both pater if one of them is 9 years old or less. Viroui lebezdin lahakos hagadol makas mardus lefi sheshacha vimazachur viavapishu opachos vibet teisha. Bezdin gives him what's called rabbinic lashes. Makas Mardus, even though there's always a Daraisa here, but this guy's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, and therefore, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, the Rambam on his own, in this Perek, whenever you have Isurim done, but there is a caveat that there's no Issa Daraisa, the Rambam says, Makas Mardus. The Rambam says that earlier also, if we'll get to that a little bit later, but the other cases, but that's the Rambam Shita here. We pass it like Rav, but even, according to Rav, there is an Isser Darabanan, and therefore you give him Makas Mardus. What about the Ben Teisha? What do you mean? The issue is what about 9? 9 plus 1 day? Is it 9 plus 1 day? Or no, the Rambam's Lashon is 9 plus 1 day. That's what he thinks is a Gadol. Vimhaya, he says, Vimhaya katan Ben Teisha shanim v'yomechad v'mala. So that's the Shita. Vimhaya zachar Ben Teisha opachos, it's got to be 9 in a day. 9 in a day. I just saw last night. From the Aderet, I think it was the Rav Kook's father-in-law. The Aderet, so the Aderet, every in his life, talking about ages here, every day of whatever year he was up to that age, he read that Perek of Tehillim every day of that year. Meaning when he was 50, meaning in his 51st year, he read Perek Nun Aleph of Tehillim every day. That's what he did that year. And when he was 60, that was what he did to keep in mind. I guess to say to Helam, but it's also to keep in mind, you know, because it came up because somebody asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman. It was in the footnote of Rosh Shlomo Zalman biography. So I asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman. I know some people go crazy to try to get an Aliyah on their birthday, and other people try to like fast on their birthday. So is there any because you have to do tshuva? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I don't think you have to fast, and I don't think you have to get an Aliyah. Right? So Shlomo Zalman said, you don't have to go crazy in either direction. But on the bottom of the footnote, quoted from the Adaret, this minhag, we're talking about ages here. Okay, I thought I'll put it in. Weiter, you got to make Mishkav Zohar and Maisa Behema. You got to put in, make it a somewhat interesting. Okay, so says the Gemara by Mikey Miflagi. So what's the machlokas between 9 and 3? What's behind the machlokas Shmuel and Rav? So Rav Savar called Isa B'Shochev, Isa B'Dishkav, because you compare it. Whatever age is in the Shochev, in the active party, is also in the Nishkav. V'chol to lesa B'Shochev, lesa B'Dishkav. And therefore, by Mishkav Zachar, because the Shochev, the Maisa B on the part of the male, generally has to be 9, so the Nishkav is also determined, Nishkav also has to be 9. And therefore, if either of the parties are less than 9, so then, even in a Mishkav Zachar case, where the receiver, so to speak, is doing a female type of act, but if it's less than 9, pater. Shmuel Savar, Mishkave Isha Ksiv. And Shmuel says, no, Mishkave Isha, we compare the Nishkav of an Ish to the Nishkav of an Isha, and just like the Nishkav of an Isha, the passive of an Isha is 3, so too the Nishkav of a man. There is a very important Minchas Chinuch, not just for this issue, but for larger issues. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik. He says a Chiddush, and then he says, and I found it in the Rambam. All these Shi'urim, we know that Shi'urim are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. According to the Chuvas Harash, which is one of the major sources, Shiur of Kezias and Kibetza, where do all those come from? Oh, he made it, the Chachamim made it up? No, it's Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. Kezias, Kibetza, Revius, also the ages of Gavus. That's also part of the Shiurim of Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. 10 Tfachim for a wall, whatever it is, all these are Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Halakha Moshe B'Sinai was only given to Jews. Only given to Jews, it wasn't given to non-Jews. They don't have a concept of shiurim. So says the Minchas Chinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, there is one difference, this is the Mitzvah of Arayas, this is the Minkuv Tzadik. The Chinuch says there's one difference between Jews and non-Jews. B'nei Noach, by the way, tomorrow is the Daf and Shas, by the Shem and Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Tomorrow is Daf. But that's Hashem. But the Sefer HaChinuch says there's a difference between Jews and non-Jews when it comes to Arayos. And that is Shnios La'Arayos. All the extra 20 Isurim that the Rabbanan made up, that only applies to Jews and not non-Jews. So comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, I have another difference between Jews and non-Jews. And what is that? That the fact that who is considered a Gadol and Godless, that is also there is. Yishchul Gadol Be'inyan Arayis Ben Yisrael Ben Noach. As the Shuvas Arash says, all the Shiurim are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Shiurim Yisrael Nemru V'lo Ben Noach, Im Kein Kanami, Im Katan Ben Noach Ba'al Imo, O Al Shar Arayos, V'hayapachos Mi'ben Teisha, O Pchusa Mi'ba Shalosh, Mikamakom Neheragin In Echon Mehem Gadol. Right? Even at less than 3, less than 9, the other person is killed. Maybe the other one too? As long as they have da'as. Right? A four-year-old is not... But if all you need, there's no shi'urim, what's the issue of responsibility when it comes to a ben noach? Why do you say a gadol is 13 when it comes to a Jew? Because there could be some very smart 11-year-olds. Some very smart 11-year-olds smarter than some 18-year-olds. Right, it can be very smart, but why do we say there's no chiyuv before 13 and 12? Because of shiurim halacha moshe b'sinai, says the Minchas Chinuch l'chora, that shouldn't apply to a ben noach, because a ben noach shiurim halacha moshe b'sinai wasn't given to them. Lefi zeh afilu katan pachas b'vateisho bala gadola im akatan ein bo das v'kamakam hinei reges. Continue, etc. And then he says, and it fits into the Rambam, because the Rambam says ben noach neherag al azachar afilu katan. That's the Rambam's lashon. A ben noach is killed on a zachar, even katan. The Kesef Mishnah says there, does he mean here 9 years old or even less? Because if it's less, I'm not sure where he gets it from. End of Kesef Mishnah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I know where he got it from, because this whole Gemara that we just read of Shiurim is only by Yisrael. A ben noach, there's no limits. No limits, just a bar das. And therefore when the Rambam says katan there, I think this is what he means. And then he says, why doesn't the Rambam write this by every one of the Arayas? I'm not sure, but I know for sure that this din is right. Even though he doesn't say it in every case of the Arayas. That's a very important yesod of Minchas Chinuch, that we have to figure out if others hold of it. That all the kinds of shiurim, even by Arayos, is only by Bnei Yisrael and not by Ben Noach. If he's a bardas, yeah, according to the Minchas Chinuch. As long as it's bardas, that issue of gavos, Onshem would come to Bnei Das. Okay. Tanya Kavasi Darav. Tani Gavasi de Rav. A price that supports Rav that the age is 9 and not 3. Zocher ben Tijzer and Yomecha, there it is. A Zocher that's 9. Habala Behema, we'll get to more also. Ben Kedarka. Ben Shalok Kedarka, whether a man is with an animal, Kedarka, or Shalok Kedarka. Again, somebody, yes, a Kedarka, Shalok Kedarka means not in the normal place. We know, as the Gemara is about to say, there are two orifices, and if somebody is in the unnatural one. Bein kedarka, bein shalok kedarka. Via isha mevias veim aleh, for a woman brings an animal upon her. Bein kedarka, bein shalok kedarka, chayiv. Again, Rachman al-Islan, the whole of these Gemaras don't mean that any of these ever happened, but we're just trying to understand the Torah. That, you know, we don't have to look far, that some of these happen, at least the Mishkav Zachar, is not something that's far-fetched. Bizman hazeh. So, to have the behema here, it's something that the Torah has to mention. So as the Torah mentions it, that the Torah Shabbat Peh has to discuss it. Every detail to know exactly what is Daraisa, what is Darabanan. It also teaches us conceptual analysis as well of the Torah. So that's why we go into all of these Niskalim. Okay, so says the Braisa, if somebody's with an animal, Kadaka Shlokadaka, somebody's with an Isha, Habez Bebalea, Bekadaka, Be Shlokadaka, Chayef. Fine. So that's why you see the age is 9. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda beisha shnei mishkavos ubebehema mishkavechad. Rav Nachman darshan by an isha shnei mishkavos, meaning it says mishkave isha. So the iser of arayos with any of women, any male and female, it doesn't matter if it's a bia kedarka or a bia shalok kedarka. A bia shalok kedarka between a man and a woman is also aser daraisa. But ube behema mishkavechad. Rav Nachman argues on the previous. Not arguing. By a man and an animal, says Rav Nachman, it's only by kedarka. Only kedarka. If a man is with an animal in the normal, quote unquote, the normal, the usual way, so that is an issa daraisa, but not by shalok kedarka of a man with a behema. That is Rav Nachman Shita. Maskavla, Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Adarab, I think if you'd be mechalik in either direction, you should be mechalik in the opposite direction. Why? Isha d'orchehi. A woman who, it at least is a natural act between a man and a woman. So fine, here it's being done in an usr, it's usr, whereby if it's one of the arayas. But if there's a usual act by a man and a woman. So there you could say, if it's done in the normal way, it's the derech and that's aser. And therefore, amishkav machayev amida machrin alom machayev. On regular mishkav, on the regular act between a man and a woman, you'd be chayev daraisa. And on a shalokadaka, you wouldn't. Behema delav urchehi, by an animal where the whole thing is crazy, the whole thing is unusual, and the whole thing is not considered a normal act. So, watch there be a difference between what you're doing with the animal. L'chayev alayah kol nekev v'nekev. Then every orifice that the animal has, b'chayev daraisa. So, it shouldn't make a difference. Tosas points out on top, it's not that Rav Papa is poskening this way. But he's just saying, hey Rav Nachman, if you think there's a distinction, you should go distinguish in the other way. You should distinguish that the woman only has one and not the behema. The lamaisa, there is no difference by anisha. It says mishkeve isha, except as we had yesterday. So if it says mishkeve isha, therefore there shouldn't be any chilukim. Rav Papa says, if you would be mechali, it would be in the other direction. Tanya says the Braisa. The Marshal takes out the next two words. Deloka Trevayu. Zachar b'teja shanav yomechon. Habala behema. Bein kedarka bein shalok kedarka. A 9-year-old that lives with a behema. Kedarka shalok kedarka. V'yaisha b'vias behema oleh. Bein kedarka bein shalok kedarka. Chayiv. Right, so the Braisa says that it doesn't matter. By a behema, kedarka or shalok kedarka, chayiv. Omali Ravina l'Rava. A couple of other questions. Hama'are b'zachur mahu. What if somebody does... Ma'ara. What does ma'ara mean? That means tchilas bia. Tchilas bia, meaning it doesn't do an entire ma'isa bia. What does tchilas bia mean? There are different stages. Rashi quotes from Gemaras elsewhere in Yevamis how much of the male has to be nichnas. Very, very, but iru means a little bit. So ma'ara b'zachamau. So is that already asur daraisa? Rashi explains, by all the other arayas, one does not need a complete gemar bia to be asa daraisa. Just tchilas bia is enough. By all other arayas, and you'll learn it out. It says that this is the lashon of he'era by one of the arayas. We have a pasuk at the end of the arayos that sums up all the arayas, and that's called hekesh derav Yonah. Rav Yonah is one of the amoraim, and Rashi quotes the gemara in Yevamis on the Afches, that all Arayos were learned that from Nida, because at the end of the Arayos, es kol asher yase mikol atoivos ha'eila, hokshu kulan zelazeh, so all Arayos are chayiv d'Arayos for even Ha'ara, which means Tchilas Bia. What about Mishkav Zachar? What about Mishkav Zachar? So is that also, is Tchila enough to be Aser d'Arayos? So, why? Because the question is this included in the rest of the Arayos? Tosfos in Yevamah says, why not? It's one of the Arayos. It's included in the Parsha of Arayos. Says, Tosfos in Yevamah, Nundalim Abayz, he has a question with three answers. Why is it included? Rav Yonah has a hekesh that includes all of the Arayos. Says Tosfos, either it says, Mikoraha era. He revealed her makor, and a makor is only by a woman. Makor is a uterus. The ode, or, if you look in the Torah, molech separates between the rest of the Arayos and Mishkav Zachar and Behema. Or number three, the Zachar Behema lo chashiv bia, dein derech bia bakach. It's not even called a maisa bia by a Mishkav Zachar and by Behema. So maybe the regular rules don't apply. The Yad Ramah here says, because it's a different category of Arayos. Even if you want to say it's Arayos, you understand that all the men and all the women that are also to a man in the world are one category of Arayos. And Rachmana Litzlan, an animal or a Zachar, both of those are totally, like the Gemara says, it's Lav Orche. At least the act by a man and a woman is Orche, act. But you can it's a taiva. But here it's not. That's why the Gemara can even ask the question. That, Ma'ar B'Zachar Ma'u. Ha'Ma'ar B'Zachar, Mishkeve Isik Sibahu. What do you mean? But doesn't it says Mishkeve Isha, and we included that to mean all different Kedarka Shal Okedarka. But if that's included also, so it should have Ha'ara also included. Ella, Ha'Ma'ar B'Behema Ma'u. Okay, so forget Zachar. What about B'Behema? Tchilas bia in quotes by a behema. So Gemara says, "Amalei yemenu inyan lahaara dechsiva negabe achos aviv achos imau delo tzricha da iskish lahaara denida." Well, it says an extra lashon of haara by achos aviv, which you don't need that by those extra arayas because you all learned it out from nida through the hekish. So tenei inyan haara the behema. So you take those extra psukim and put it with haara behema. So Gemara says, "Michti, 1 minute. Can you compare those two? Behema mechayve misas bezdin he." Behema, if somebody violates bestiality, they're chayiv misas bezdin. So lamali deksiv lahaara dida gabi chayiv krisus. So, but the haara source that were taken is by chayiv krisus, is by achos aviv, achos ima, by an ant. An ant is chayiv krisus. So, could you take a pasuk from chayiv krisus to teach me to a chayiv misas bezdin, which is more stringent? So, lichtavei gabi chayiv misas bezdin, v'ligmar chayiv misas bezdin, chayiv misas bezdin. Why don't you have that source by one of the chayiv misas bezdin? Why didn't the Torah put it by a similar onesh type of aveira? Says the Gemara, no. Ho'o v'kule kro l'drashu da'asi. If you look at that pasuk by Achos Aviv, the whole pasuk is extra. And elsewhere, Rashi quotes the Gemara, you darshan every word in that pasuk to teach you something. So, k'siv enami milsa d'drasha. So it also quotes it there as well. Also quotes it there as well. Vayter. Bo'i minei revachtavoy bar ami merev sheshes. Again, talking about the following is something that is somewhat unusual, something that would not be discussed in other types of svar, but again, the Gemara discusses everything. And the Gemara here is trying to figure out, there's lumdis behind these questions, even though they appear somewhat unusual to us. Hama'ar ba'atzvo mahu. Says so, Rav Achtavai asks Rav Sheshes, what if somebody tries to go into himself in terms of a ma'isa biya? So, amale kabaston. So, what does kabaston mean? So, Rashi's kabaston means that he answered him. What are you asking me, a crazy shiloh that's impossible to happen? Mm-hmm. That's what Rashi says the answer is. On the side, the Arach quotes, kabaston is like elsewhere we have the concept of kubyustifs, which means a ganuf. You're stealing our mind. You're using up our brain for nothing. Kabaston. But in the Arach quotes, of course, the second opinion, interesting, on the side, in the Gemara it's quoted, Kabaston is ke'adam shemare es chaveiro davar betunaf. Like somebody shows somebody else something disgusting, and klomar, hafachta es b'nei me'ai lohaki. You turned over my stomach, I want to throw up, by asking me that question. So the Gemara also had the same sensibilities, in terms of, again, everything is Torah, but what kind of question are you asking? Mar batzma. I'm sorry? So is he right? He's not as common of an Amora. Rabach Tavoy, yes, Rav Sheshes, but he,
a pseudonym or something.
Right. No, I think it's right, I think he's quoted elsewhere.
Because he sort of gets slammed.
Right, he does get slammed here. But Amar Ravashi then, though, rephrases what he must have meant. There is a way of Efsharis. And again, it could be that there are sometimes that people are born biologically deformed. I mean, come up with a case. The Gemara talks about elsewhere of cases. But again, it also might be not lemaisa. It might just be a conceptual question. If there's a maisa, what is the definition of a maisa bia? That might be really, really what he's asking. Does a maisa bia need a shochev and a nishkav? That's the question. I'm not asking lemaisa. But what's the definition of a maisa bia? We're talking about, like, what if we just spoke about it at the bottom of the previous amud? What if one of them is less than nine? But what do you mean? One person involved is doing a maisa bia, so do you need two people to do a maisa bia? What if the same person? You know, it might be an extension of that question. So again, we have to always realize that there's a lot more in the Gemara than meets the eye. So Amar Rav Ashi, maiti b'alacha, what's the problem? I'll explain to you the question. B'koshi lo mishkachasla. You're right, in a normal way of a maisa bia, where there's koshi, where there's an erection of a man, that's it's impossible. Ki mishkachasla b'mishamish meis. If the Aver Zachar is limp, so then that's the only possibility of the Shaila. Lamanda Amar Mishamish, and then there's a separate question in other Gemaras. Lamanda Amar Mishamish B'meis Ba'arayos Pater. According to the Shita elsewhere in Yavamis that we had, that if somebody's Mishamish Be'aver Mace, and then he's Pater by all Arayas, see here too, Hacha Pater, he'd be Pater here. Lamanda Amar Chayiv, Hacha Machayiv. Machayev Tarti, Machayev Ashochiv, Machayev Anishkav. Period. End of sugya. So again, Rav Ashi explains that maybe the shaila is what's the definition of a maisa bia. Could you have a maisa bia with one person, and one person can be the shochiv and the nishkav? Can that count as a maisa bia? And Rav Ashi says yes, it can count as a maisa bia. Two isurid arisus. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Continuing. Oved kochavim abal behem amah. What if somebody has an oved kochavim, a non-Jew that violates bestiality, mahu. So we know that is, the question is, what do you do with the animal? What do you do with the animal? That is the question. Why? Because we had in the, this is one of the arayas, the benoch is going to be chayiv misa, just like a Jew would be chayiv misa. But the question was, back in the language of our Mishnah, if you remember, in our Mishnah said, why do you put the animal to death? Two reasons, takala and kalon. Those were the two, that's what we'll call the two reasons of the Mishnah. Takala means, Lamaisa, a Jew was put, a person was put to death based on this animal. You don't want this animal walking around and people will say, hey, that animal, I'm sorry, the first is takala, just per se, this animal caused a person to be put to death, so you have to kill the animal. Or, number two is kalon, embarrassment. So this animal's not walking around afterwards and people say, this is the animal. This is the animal. So, that's the question. What about abala behema? Ma, what about a goy who's bala behema? Takala v'kalam bi'inan. In our Mishnah, do we think that you need both takala, that you, the animal caused the person to be put to death, and kalon, and embarrassment? V'acha takala ika kalon leka. And here takala there is, because the non-Jewish would be put to death, but kalon leka, because the non-Jewish world outside is not they don't look at it as repugnant and as usur as Am Yisrael. So there's not as much kalon. Odilma, no, or do you not need both? Takala avish en kalon, or is takala enough and we put the animal death even just by takala? So Amar Rav Sheshes Tani Tua, we learned it in a brisa. What does the brisa say? By Avodah Zarah. My Ilano Shein Ochlem Veishosim Veimarichim. If trees which don't eat and drink and smell, Amra Torah Hashcheis Sarof Kalei, you have to destroy the trees of Avodah Zarah, the Asherah trees, Holu Balad and Dakala Yadan. If a person bows down to a tree and becomes a does a voted Zara to a tree, so the trees have to be uprooted and destroyed. So Hamatas Chaveru Midarichem Darkim Misa Lachas Kama Vakama. So surely a person. We're talking about by Mesis. But what do you see from that Brisa? The trees that cause problems are, you know, are put to death. So what do you see from there? So you see that even though there's no cologne, there's no embarrassment for Avodah Zarah, right? Rashi says, Ava Bishen Kalon, Da Shela Obriko Chavim, Eina Kalon, Ela Takala. There's only Takala, there's no Kalon. So you see, one is good enough, just Takala. So Gemara says, Ela Mayata, Obriko Chavim, Amishtach, Velamento, Tisarvi, Umiktala. So he said the same thing if a non-Jew bows down to his animal. Also, that's just takala, it's just avodah zarah. So it should become, the animal should also be killed there. And we know it's not killed. Rashi on the fifth wide line quotes the Gemara Tzimura, Ba'alei chayim ein ne'esar mipnei avodas kochavim. right? All the cows in India today, right? Balei chayim are not nesar, right? So therefore, so Gemara asks, but it should be. If you just need takala to put the animal to death, so it just should be enough. So Gemara says, that can't be. Why? Meek immediately, shor lo asar, lo vikachal lo masar. What do you mean? If a Jew does it, so it wouldn't be usher, bowing down. So for a non-Jew, it can't be usher either. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. So for a Jew, it should be usher too. Yisrael Gufi Litzar, Midi to Havei Ravia. Just like if a Jew commits bestiality with an animal, the animal is put to death. So to Avodah Zarah, that's like Kasha, there should be a difference. So Amar Abaya, so Abaya said, no, there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and Mishkav Behema. So don't bring me any rayas from that brisa. Why? Two differences, Abaya and Rava. Number one, Amar Abaya, Zek Kalona Maruba, Vezek Kalona Muat. The difference is what level of kalon it is. It's much greater embarrassment by bestiality than it comes to avodah zarah. So you cannot compare the two cases. So Gemara says, "V'harai hilanos deikalad berubah v'abar torah hashkei sorof akalei." So then, why do you have to destroy the avodah zarah trees if there's no very little kalon by avodah zarah? So Gemara says, "No, there's also counter pressure." Be'balei chayim ka'amrinan dechas rachmana alayhu. By animals, there's the counter pressure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on animals. But it's not animals. Chas rachmana alai. And therefore, there's the counter pressure of it being an animal. And therefore, we, even though there is an issue of cologne somewhat, we don't put the animal to death, even though we would destroy the trees. That's number one. And number two, Rava Amar, Amr Torah Behema Nanis Ve'aveir Tehareg. Rava says, no, when it comes to an animal, an animal also receives some hana, unlike a tree. And that's why the animal would have to be killed. Don't compare, again, Mishka Behema to Avodah Zarah. Again, same question. So why do you need to destroy the trees? By animals, you need a greater reason because Dora has Rachmanis on it. We mentioned in the past, not so recently, that the Rav Asher Weiss collects in Parshas Vayera, Simon Chafalov, all of the sources in Shas, in the Rishonim, for the concept of Tzar Balei Chaim, right, of the Isser of painting it out. The Gemara says Tzar Balei Chaim in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, but the Gemara never brings a source. So Rav Asher Weiss collects, Kedarka Bakodesh, he collects 11 sources in the Rishonim for the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. 11. Maybe from Bilam that why are you hitting the rock, or maybe from the Isser of not putting two different animals on the same wagon because one's going to be going at a different speed than the other one, or what if maybe it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, all the different Rishonim that this, and Achronim that Menasati Esa B'Sadachal of Hemtecha, and only then V'Yachal of Esavata, all different Rishonim. So as Rasha Weiss develops the idea that we mentioned, how can it be 11 sources? How could it be 11 sources for the same din? Why doesn't the Gemara give a reason? The answer is because this is one of those inyanim that are included in the category of Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem, meaning there are mitzvahs, but then there are other items, other areas of life that we know Hashem wants this. You know, there are 11 sources because really there's no source. Really the source is the fifth Shulchan Aruch, it's Ratzon Hashem. And the other example he gives is the mitzvah of Chinuch. Now, Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether Chinuch is the mitzvah of Daraisa, the mitzvah of Rabbanan. What's according to the Shita that says the mitzvah of Chinuch, educating your children, is the mitzvah of Rabbanan. Daraisa, you can let them do whatever they want, you're going to let them go crazy, you don't have to teach them anything. Oh, the Rabbanan came along and said, be the Rabbanan! You have to educate them. Oh, come on. No. Ki yada based on a positive by Avram Avinu. The concept is Daraisa. The details might be the Rabbanan. But the concept of is obviously Ratzon Hashem. Kadosh Baruch obviously wants you to educate your children. B'derech HaTorah, B'derech HaMitzvahs. Puravu is the beginning of the mitzvah. Having a child is the beginning of the mitzvah and not the end of the mitzvah. Okay, so that relates to here where the Torah is Rachmanis on an animal. Tashma Vayter. Tashma, again, trying to, what was our original question? The question was, if a guy lives with an animal, you put the animal to death. Tashma, our Mishnah. Dover Akash Lode Behema Overus Meshuk Vayomer Zui Shidiskap Lonial Yada. The second line of our Mishnah said, so this animal shouldn't be walking in the Shuk, and the person should say, oh, the animal was put to death because of this person. So my lav, that line really mentions both. It mentions skila and it mentions the embarrassment. So my lami, the seifa takala v'kalon. If the second line of the Mishnah mentions both, so resha takala below kalon. So the resha line must be adding a separate din. It must be a case where there's takala, where the animal caused the person to be put to death without the embarrassment. V'heichidam, I mean, what's that case? Ovikachavim abala behema. This isn't our Mishnah raya. That in ovikachavim abala behema, the animal will be put to death. So Gemara says, lo, seifa takala v'kalon. Their seifa has both, but reisha maybe has the opposite. It's possible the reisha, you're right, has an added chiddush, but not takala below kalon, but kalon below takala. A case of embarrassment, but no death caused. What's that case? Yisrael, abala behema b'shogeg. If Yisrael is with a behema b'shogeg, how do you get a shogeg by there? He doesn't know his usher. It's a question whether that's shogeg or not. Or some other type of shogeg. Kidaboy Rav Amnuna, Dibay Rav Amnuna, Yisrael Abal Bahim Bashogeg. Mahu, what's the din? Takala Bakalam Bainan Bahaka Kalon Ika Takala Laka. There's no takala because the person is not put to death by shogeg. O Dilma Kalon Avisha in Takala. Or do you put the animal to death because it was embarrassment, because the act was done, even though there's no takala? So that was the question that Rav Amnuna asked. And maybe that's what our Mishnah means. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. Fine. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Let's try again another raya. From the following. Bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad, a girl who's 3 years old, all the halachas apply when she's 3 and above. Miskadesha es babia, that's when her father could accept kiddushin for her, daraisa. V'im baal yavam kana, and if a yavam is baal her, then they're married mida oraisa, because that was a maisa bia. V'chayavan alam mishamesh azish, and if she is married and somebody else lives with her, Eish Azish. Again, 3 years old in the days of the Torah were different than 3 years old today. And if somebody lives with her, then the one who lives with her is considered a Boel Nida. Right? If she is Tami for some reason, then as the Mishnah say at the beginning of Masechta's Kalim, there's a special din of Boel Nida. Every time a person is with his wife, in Bishas Tara, the Shechva Zera can be Matame. But that's Shechva Zera Zanav, and it makes the person into a Rishon. But there's a special Avatum, a special higher level of Tumah by a Bol Nida, and that only applies to the Zabai Sabiya. Nises LeKohen, if this three-year-old is married to a Kohen, Ochalas B'Truma, she could eat Truma, she's considered his Kinyan Kaspo. Ba'ala Echam and Apsulin, if one of the Psulim live with her, Paslam and Akuna, she is forevermore Nifsal from marrying a Kohen. V'imbala achan mikol arayos, amur es patora. And if any of the arayos are live with her, mumasan al yada, they are killed because of the act with her. But if he patura, she's patura because she's a katana. Echan mikol arayos, the bride says, any arayos, it must be afilu behema. Even behema, that's not one of the arayos. V'ahacha, and what's this case here? If a behema is with a three-year-old, the kalon ika takala leka. There's no takala, there's only kalon. V'katani mumasan al yada. And it says the animal's killed. So this is a raya, that plain kalon below takala would be enough. So this is a raya to Rav Hamnuna's question about Yisrael b'shogeg. So Gemara says, no raya. Why? Kiva de mezidahi takala nami ika. Since this 3-year-old, or this 8-year-old, could be an 8-year-old too, right? Since this 8-year-old is did it b'mezid, there really is takala. There really is. What does that mean? Let's just read the line. V'rachmanu d'chas alei. But the Torah's rachmanis not to put her to death. Allah didachas abehema lochas. But we have the rachmanis on her and not on the behema. What does that line mean? There's takala even by Ektana. There's a maisa aveira even by Ektana. The Gemara seems to say explicitly that a maisa znus of Ektana, or a katan for that matter, we'll see in a second, is a maisa aveira if it was done by mezid. But there's no punishment. This is a huge issue. The stipler in Siman Lamed Aleph and Yevamos asked the question that all the Achronim ask. When a katan does an Aveira, let's say my 11-year-old, my 10-year-old does an Aveira, is that an Aveira with a Petur Onshin, or is that not even a Maisa Aveira until they're 13 years old? That is a major question. When the Torah says 13 and 11, in Nezek it comes up. We'll start with some of these sources tomorrow. In Nezek, if my katan damages something when he's 8 years old, first of all, A, does the father have to pay for it now? Let's say he doesn't. When the kid gets older, does he have to pay for it? What about at that moment, does he have to pay for it? Is that a Maisa Nezek, or is that with a Petur Onshin, or not? That's a major question. Different Gemaras point in different directions. This Gemara says, Beferish. You got to work it out with other Gemaras, that a Maisa Aveira Katan is a Maisa Aveira. At least by a Maisa Znus. Maybe there's Hana involved there, but at least by Maisa Znus. That was by Ektana, now we're about to say by Katan also. Continue. Amar Rava, Tashma. Ben Teisha Shanim, trying to again bring a proof for Kalon and Takala. Ben Teisha Shanim Yomecha, a boy who's 9 years old. Habal Yavim Tokana, that's considered a Maisa Bia. Ve'ena Nosa Gedesh Yagdil, but he cannot give a get until it becomes a Gadol. Rashi says, because his marriage is based on his brother, his dead brother's marriage, who was a gadol, and therefore he cannot fully get out of this marriage until he becomes a gadol. Umetame kinida latami mishav tachton ke'elyon. And his bia is considered to be a maisa bia in terms of tumas nida. Posel, if he is a pasol and he lives with a woman, he pasels her. Ve'eno ma'achil. But if he is not, even though, let's say he does yibum, and he is, though, if he is a kohen, he is not ma'achil, his wife in Shruma, because even though his bia is a bia, but it's not enough for Kenyan Kaspo. That's what Rashi says. Imu Kohen, Ubalo Shem Kedushin, Eino Machila Betruma, Tekatan, even though Biaso Bia, in Kenyan or Kenyan. That's what he, even not by Yibam. By Yibam, his brother would be a Kohen also. But by a Sama person. Uposal Asabeim, Omealgabe Amizbeach. And if a 9-year-old lives with an animal, that animal is Pusel Algabe Hamizbeach. Wouldn't the animal be killed? Rashi says it must be a case where there was only one aid, or the owner himself came, or you wouldn't kill the animal. V'niskalas al yado, and the animal is, and the arayos are niskal based on the act with him. V'imbal achas b'kol arayos emers b'torah, and if he lives with any of the arayos, mumasan al yado, same thing, they are killed because of him. V'yahacha kalonika tachalolaka, same thing, that there's only embarrassment here, not takala, the boy is not going to be put to death. V'ktari niskalas al yado, including the animal, answers the Gemara, kivin demezit hu, takalanami ika, Rachmanu dechasi lave. Really, there's takala also by him. Yaledi dechas rachmana beim alochas rachmana. But really, there is by him too. Period. Let's just finish, and then we'll see if there's any time. Tashma again, trying to prove the issue of takala and kalon. Davar acher shlote beim overes pasuk v'yomer zuish niska ploni al yada. The last line of our Mishnah. My lami to save the takala of a kalon. Same right that we try to bring up above in the other question. If the savant requires both, reisha kalon below takala. Maybe the reisha. Kalon, embarrassment is enough, even without causing death. Ve'echi dami, Yisrael abal b'hem b'shogig. Doesn't that prove? Wouldn't that be what's included in our Mishnah? A case of embarrassment without takala, a Yisrael that violated b'shogig. The Gemara said no. Le'el lo seva takala v'kalon, reisha takala below kalon. Maybe the reisha is the opposite, takala below kalon. Ve'echi dami, ovikochamma b'ala b'hema. K'dabai m'nei merav sheshes. Meaning, the Gemara asked two questions and said you can't prove either one from the Mishnah because maybe the Mishnah is talking about the other one. The Gemara says, how about a guy that lives with an animal? Maybe that's not our Mishnah. No, maybe our Mishnah is about a case of kalon below takalon, not takalon below kalon. How about the case of a Jew who does an aver b'shogeg? No, maybe it's like the other one. So it's one of them, but the Gemara says you can't prove definitively either one, because each time you try to prove one, we'll say, oh, maybe it's talking about the other case. But along the way, a very important yesod, Nun Hema Beis, this is the Gemara in Shas, that says the most explicitly, that a Maisa Avera of a Katan is a Maisa Avera with as long as they have Das. As long as they're Mazed. As long as they have Das, as long as they know what they're doing, that is a Maisa Avera with a Ptur Onshin. So maybe tomorrow we'll start off with 5 minutes quoting some other sources and other Chilukim. What about, this relates to the Mishnah at the end of Yevamos. What about feeding Shreif to a child? Why should that be wrong? Besides Chmiz of Chinuch. If I'm not doing it, if my child is eating treif, do I have to stop him? What kind of treif is in the house? Let's say my child is eating milk an hour after they ate fleishik, they forgot, and they have das. So do I have to stop them or not? These are all come out of this issue, whether there's a maisaver of a katan. Hashem, okay, and tomorrow, Hashem, we also discuss Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. The source in Shas is tomorrow. Where do they come from? There's a machlokas. What are the Sheva Mitzvahs? We generally assume one of the deos, but they're a machlokas. So what they are, what is dinim, as we get into these sugis over the next couple of blocks. Okay, we'll stop here.